Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Mike Stollard is our guest. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Michael Lee Stollard is the name on the book, Connection Culture, The Competitive Advantage of Shared Identity, Empathy, and Understanding at Work. Mike's the best at this. Mike, I need your website, please.
Jim, your listeners could go to Michael Lee Stollard and get sample chapters of my book and ebook, 100 Ways to Connect.
All right. And so when's the new book coming out?
Oh, it's going to be a couple of years. I'm still doing interviews for it.
Okay. So. All right. Well, we expect to launch it on the show. Michael Lee Stollard. Michael Lee Stollard, ladies and gentlemen, .com is the website. So we're talking about women leaders and when they outperform men, and how research is showing that women are doing, in some areas, are outperforming men, but not necessarily in strategic thinking. Men still have an edge in that way. And I think that's part of the way that the two sexes are wired. I think that's a large part of that, is that for that reason. But women have really emerged into the upper ranks of management. You've seen it walking around corporate America. I've seen it walking around corporate America. I've seen it walk around Main Street America. There are more and more women who are leaders, who are managers, who are executives. But there's one thing that they still seem to want more of. They still think that they're underrepresented, Michael, and that is the very top ranks. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah,
the CEO level especially, and the let's call it the C-suite level, but especially the CEO. But here's something that I want to point out about your research that I wonder is if it's holding them back. You said here that they have a bias for direct communication rather than chain of command. You can't be an effective CEO of an organization with any size if you can't operate within a chain of command, in my opinion. Now, that's my military background coming here, my corporate background coming in here. You said they put themselves at the center of the people they lead, which means a lot of empathy, engagement there, which is good. But at the CEO level, I'm not sure you can do that. And that they integrate their personal lives in their work rather than compartmentalizing. I'm not sure those three things lead people to choose someone who fits that to be the CEO of a company. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I think it's a double-edged sword. And let me explain. Women who communicate more directly and around the chain of command, it doesn't mean they don't observe the chain of command when it comes to decision making. It just means that they do pursue some more informal ways of communicating where they are connecting more with people. And there's a great book by Ed Catmull called Creativity Inc., where he ran into a situation where at Pixar, the producers were forcing the creatives and the technologists to follow the chain of command in terms of communication, and it really slowed things down. And he came out and said, listen, you can talk to anyone, but when it comes to decision-making, we have to follow the chain of command. And I think that's the right answer, that we need to be able to have, especially in knowledge work, you know, it's probably less important back in the assembly line era, but in the era of knowledge work where we have to have a lot of communication that fuels innovation and leads to the best decisions and complex issues we're dealing with, that having a more informed, you know, not forcing people to follow the chain of command for communication purposes, you know, follow the chain of command.
But Mike, you and I both know how the reality of the ivory towers, of the C-suite towers. You and I both know how those things work. And there's a whole lot of straight line execution at that level. Not a lot of broad perspective. I mean, the broad perspectives come in at the lower levels and go into the reports that go up to the top level. And I'm not saying women can't function at that level as much as well as men. I'm saying that some of the things that you found in the research, I wonder if it's preventing them from being chosen because of that. If what the way they demonstrate these advantages that they're demonstrating that you've pointed out and that I agree with might be holding them back at that to get to that last step. Is that a fair thing to point out?
Well, I suspect that, Jim, for some women, it would be, you know, if they're undermining the authority of people who in the chain of command, then certainly that's going to have an impact. But I think there is a way for those who are more skilled at communications and understand human nature, then mm-hmm. I think there are ways to work around the chain of command in terms of informal communications, but still make sure you're observing the chain of command in terms of just actual authority in terms
right.
of decision making.
Well, I wasn't so much thinking that they were breaking the chain of command; it's just they weren't operating with their own chain of command. And I just think that's what the decision makers are looking for. So, ladies, I'm just pointing out some ideas here. Hey, Mike, good job today as always. Come back soon.
Well, thank you, Jim. Always great to be with you, my friend.
Mike Stoller, ladies and gentlemen. MichaelLeeStoller.com is the website. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.